I've
encoding that, huh? So I'm running Plex on my old PC, and it's like fine, but it's like kind of more power than I need. So I'm starting to think about, like, should I move to some kind of NAS? But all of them seemed like they wouldn't have the, you know, that, like, if I wanted to actually do transcoding for some of this stuff, like that, it wouldn't be able to handle that. So if there's one of those out there that kind of handles that, maybe I should look into that. I could probably just take the drives out of my thing and put them into another thing. Right? Yeah, I didn't know that there were like there was a decent NAS that was like kind of built for transcoding. I guess I should have assumed that there would be something. Probably need to rebuild those drives and lose everything. Well, so I mean, I'm assuming that you can like slap drives into a Synology and not set them up as a RAID. Because I don't want to run a RAID. I would rather, like, pay for an off-site backup. And deal with that stuff that way. You know, if anything fails, just I can pull it back down again from Backblaze. That's how I've been doing it right now. Let's build them in volumes. Yeah, all right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's doable, too. I mean, that's a little bit more of a hassle, because I would have to move a bunch of data off the machine and back onto it, but that's... that's doable. So it'll just run Plex natively on the fucking NAS. But I guess, like, I've seen people talking about Plex running, like, natively on a NAS. But I always figured that those were going to be so low CPU that you were never going to be able to transcode anything. Which I'm not, you know, I'm not into like any kind of 4K stuff at the current time. Yeah, what do I have? I got 2 4 terabyte drives and 2 2 terabyte drives, I think. Spreadsheet on the Plex site. Yeah, maybe I'll look into it, you know. The way I've got stuff set up now is fine, but it feels like something that will not last forever, or is, like, you know, probably costing me more money and power than I should probably be spending if I had something that was, like, a little more efficient and built for the task. I would probably just overbuild and get whatever they're recommending for 4K stuff, considering that's probably where all this ends up. You know, assuming you can just add drives to it, right? That's kind of always been my thing of not wanting to deal with a RAID, is like it being finicky about, like, hey, drive failure, or hey, you're losing a lot of drive space because you're going with this redundant setup, which is fine, but like I said, I would rather just kind of have maximum fucking space. But yeah, if that Synology is claiming it, it'll do 4K H.264 and 265 stuff, that might be cool. I like Plex, it's fine. This works. I started reading the Plex subreddit occasionally. I'm not like a big Reddit user, but I was like, I just want to see what other people are saying about this stuff. Like, if there's any cool shit I can run in the background, you know, any fun server stuff, I don't know. Yeah, serve 4K locally, transcode to 1080 or 720 for offsite viewing. That seems reasonable. Though I don't know that I use Plex on any 4K devices. Since my 4K TV is right next to, I mean, I could, that TV is right there, but normally I actually just fire it up on the PC I use, and my wife uses it on our laptop, and we both use it on our phones. Enterprise grade rack mounts, $2,000. Yeah, now you're talking. I'll get a fucking rack, finally. I don't know. I don't even know what to do around that stuff. It's because it works fine as is. So it's like, you know, should I just take this PC and just keep adding drives to it as I pack up more and more of my DVDs and Blu-rays and all this other stuff and compress them up? Am I gonna rip all this stuff into 265? Just in time for everyone to get way into AV1 instead and have to start all over again? Is that how it's gonna go? Yeah, what if I bought a Synology and then bought some of those 8-terabyte Best Buy drives and shucked them? No transcoding, only remixing. Hmm. Well, maybe the dream is dead then. I don't know. I think I'm going to take that PC. I've got that server set up at a desk where I could have a monitor. Like, I do have a monitor and keyboard hooked up to it. But I think I am just going to put it up on the top in my closet closer to the router, run fewer cables. But yeah, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be a big deal. Well, I guess, you know, if in the future it would be, but I was going to say I am mostly running on devices that can direct play stuff.
Steady with the dick, steady with the play, steady.
Whatever on the machine, it's just running Windows 10. Because that's what it was running when I got another PC and suddenly had a free PC hanging out that I could use.
What's up? How you doing, babe?
So, yo, what's up? What did you do when you woke up this morning?
I don't know, I rolled over, you know, rolled her over and slapped it a couple times.
Yo, what'd you catch on the tube today so far?
Oh, man, this morning, man, I was rocking the Serious Man from U.N.C.L.E., original Black and White, episode number 23, I believe, with guest starring Ilsa Lancaster, remember the Bride of Frankenstein? She had the same hairdo, it was excellent, dude, excellent.
I hear that. Have you caught any episodes of The Fugitive lately?
Yeah, I like that. Dr. Richard Kimball, wrongly accused for the murder of his wife.
Dude, a Quinn Martin production.
My man. That's my man, man.
So tell me, Dr. Revolt.
Yes, Rappin' Ribbicky.
Legend of Graffiti, if I may.
You may.
Add that to you. You were so... how do you say, prolific in the early 80s with the graffiti movement. You know, what's transpired over the 80s into the 90s?
90s? Oh, shit. I don't know. Graffiti's dead. Long live art.
I hear you. I don't get to be in Rolling Stone every week, but, you know, catch me while I'm in my 15 minutes of fame this week. And, you know...
It's still there.
I'm gonna savor every second of the 15 minutes, believe me.
Pairing him with Merv Griffin.
Welcome today. We're in the palace of the rap Svengali, Mr. Russell Simmons.
Palace.
How are you, bud?
Cold, Mickey.
Chilling?
Palace, like that?
Yeah. I love the way you've, you know, dressed for today's interview.
Jim, I didn't dress for your interview, Ricky. Sorry.
That's okay. You're looking good. You've been working out?
Darn right. Every day, man. I'm trying to fix myself.
I heard you've been working out.
On your collar, man.
Marlon Brando.
That's ridiculous. He's... I watch Rix's show and regularly. You know, Rix is ridiculous. I've known Rix for a lot of years. I remember when Rix used to go on the road and pick up any group, but now the age is...
Oh, look who's talking.
Red. Now the age is spreading. He's calmed down some. But he went on the Beastie Tour. Beastie Boy Tour, slept with every girl he could find. It's ridiculous. You see those tongue darts he's talking about. We used to laugh at him all the time.
Oh, stop now.
Dude was the comedian of the tour.
Yo, what's up, my mellow? How you been?
I want to go. I'm getting paid for this.
What? Dude, I think I got 2 cents.
2 cents? What did you hear?
You're on the show Rapping with the Rickster.
Rapping with the Rick? The who?
Yo, man, you dissing? Yo, Rapping with the Rickster.
And who's the Rickster?
That's me, dude.
Oh, you rapping now?
Dude, man.
You got the records on?
No, man. We're just rapping. We're rapping.
Oh!
We're relating.
Oh, we're relating. Is the cops right here?
Right there, G. You got any good smoke? No.
She want to buy some?
Yeah, actually, we're looking to buy some good dust.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
The King, Chris Walken, right.
Yes.
Christopher
Walken. Chris Walken, not Chris as in KRS-One.
No, not Chris as in KRS-One, but Chris Walken. You know, Deer Hunter, you know, at close range, like that.
Mr. Dusted.
Yeah, that's him. The Edge. I like to say that Chris Walken is the Edge.
I hear you, man. I smoked some good hash with him one night.
Did you?
Yeah, it was rocking.
No shit.
Yeah, from Lebanon.
All right, cool.
So, I don't know, tell me, man, do you own a Farfik Nugan?
A Farfik Nugan? No, but I have experienced the Farfik Nugan driving experience when I was in Los Angeles. I have a friend who owns one of those Jettas. And so I've had the opportunity to experience Farfik Nugan several times.
Farfik Nugan.
Farfik Nugan. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. And how's your game on the basketball court these days?
Well, I have to confess, my mellow... the Fishman is not the biggest sports fan in the world.
Really?
Really. Actually, my favorite pastime is you know, kind of like messing with sports fans, friends of mine. You know, for instance, like when the Boston Red Sox or whatever that Boston team is, they were in a World Series or something, they were playing the Mets. I walk up behind, you know, Mets fans and say things like, Bo Sox at four, you know.
Oh, my God. Stuff. That's a good way to risk your life. Yeah. God dang.
But, you know, I can hang. I mean, I can fake it. You know.
I'm sure, because, I don't know.
My jumper looks good.
Yeah.
You know, I look good coming up off the floor, but as far as, you know, hitting anything and really taking anything to the hoop, nah.
Well, that's all that counts, that it looks good.
Exactly. You know, after all, you know, filmmaking is a visual thing.
That's a beautiful Doberman.
Come here, baby. I signed a contract.
Come here. What's that?
What's up, baby?
Yeah, like this video is playing off Plex pretty well. I mean, you're hitching up here and there, but for fucking phone, phone ass internet. That ain't bad.
What's up? Yeah, I just went through traffic, man. It was pretty rough. But speaking of traffic, man, you ever, like, when you're walking up the steps in the train station after you got off your train, you're walking up the steps, you got your face in someone else's behind area, did you ever think that someone else has got theirs in yours? I mean, do you ever think about that? But anyway, enough of this. I don't know. Today, man, if I got guests for you, man, I got guests, funky people. And, well, let's get right to it. My first guest is a chick or a young pretty lady. How are you? This is Sharon Mittendorf.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Illing. Thank you.
Yo, what's up? This looks good.
What are you getting into? Oh, thanks. Stop. So you're looking good. What are you doing? What are you doing yourself these days?
Well, playing a lot of music.
This girl was the girl in the Beastie Boys' first video. She's on it. This is the girl whose legs you saw. And
these are the legs.
God bless your parents.
Come on.
So, yeah,
I did that, but I decided that I don't want to be in someone else's videos anymore.
You're going for yours.
That's right, yeah.
We have pictures of you, and London has the whole pictures of you naked with all the videos
naked.
Often naked.
On the cover of newspaper. Like,
and silly as your hair do it. I mean, your hair looks fucked up.
Ricky. Well, yeah, why are
you teeth? Three times so.
Oh, come on. Why do you say that?
Shit. He had all cut over the side. He keep looking out of heart to the front.
Oh, Gene, how about you? MC Notebook.
What's Milk look like? I saw Milk in the video. He was so dope.
What's that?
He's the deafest
you
ever
heard. He said you got the MC front. That's not MC front. Look. See, that's not the police book.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up with his video?
He better do it now because after Ricky finished his kids, I'm walking.
No, I'm saying Milk's video.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, man. We had good times in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
This? I have to refill. Dude, what's up? Just doing a photo shoot with my DMC.
I'm on TV.
This is what it's always like. I don't know, man. It just, like, reminds me of the movie I want to do. I just want to say, just natural, baby. Just natural, baby. But which reminds me... Oh, what's up, guys? I'm sorry. Wait, let me take a photograph. Guys, can you zoom in here? Oh, tremendous.
Peeping out the window.
What's up, man?
Peeping out the window, checking on the criminals.
You just happen to have your cameraman around.
That's that's
what a coincidence.
That means you're large.
All right, so,
Shabba Ranks.
Girl, you with me, bump me all the time. That's why they got me call them on the telephone line. Me gonna step on me mind, oh, step on me mind, oh, step on me mind, oh. How's the bun, the girl, I'll take a telephone line. He's too
Oh
heavy,
my God. What is that?
Shabba
stuff?
Incredible, and not new.
Oh.
Just incredible
right.
Shabba Ranks that we appreciate.
I hear you. So, I hear that, Daryl, you are running kickbacks back for the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cool. Jay?
Keep it out of
here. I'm the new cheerleader.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Bozak and Clover.
Come over here, man. I wanted to get the nice sundown.
Come on.
It's nice. It's aesthetic.
Hey. Do y'all go to school out here?
Or
y'all work out here?
Close enough.
Huh?
Close enough. I just came out here to catch my track, let's say.
I just want to say this is the highest honor of
Thank
flattery
you.
Right here.
Okay, bye-bye.
When you appear on the cover of Mad Magazine.
There it is.
All right. What's up, my party people? We're here for another episode premiering the 1990s version of Mod Squad. We've got Lincoln Hayes, Pete, and the new Julie. Now, actually, I'm just pulling a fast one on you. This is... Well, I know it's a trick question.
Why don't you tell me?
Right. We have here Gregory Abbott.
You are my mind.
This is Shay Adams, the art director of the universe.
What's up?
And over
Gregory,
here,
it's Adam.
Adam Horovitz, the famous actor.
Ione
Sky, the famous actress. I only have famous people on my show. Can you pan over there? I used to play basketball in that park with Hawthorne Wingo in like 1973.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only bums now. So, we are, you know, Nikki. So anyway, you guys are visiting from Los Angeles. What's happening with you guys?
In life, visiting here in New York.
Yeah, you know, what's happening?
It's
an action
adventure.
Well, dude, you're supposed to be naked. Shut up. What's going on in this first week of November of 90 in this beautiful day? What's going on?
Buddy. It's a beautiful day, man.
Stop dissing me. I'm the host.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful day today.
Oh, I just straight up died. Couldn't create playback session for this item. Plex should have an option, and it would be rarely used, so I get why they wouldn't have it. It'd be cool if it could just send you the audio from a video in cases like that, where it's like, I just put this thing on, it's mostly talking anyway. Just send me audio only.
But which reminds
me...
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm sorry. Wait, let me take a photograph. Guys, can you zoom in here?
What? It rewounded quite a bit there.
Peeping out the window.
What's up, man?
Peeping out the window. Checking on the criminals.
You just happen to have your cameraman around.
That's
it.
That's what a coincidence.
That means your lodge.
All right, so,
Shabarangas. Shabarangas.
Girl, you would dream about me all the time. That's why I got to call them on the telephone line. Be gonna step on me, mine, oh. Step on me, mine, oh. Step on me, devil.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Bozak and Clover.
Come over here, man. I wanted to get the nice sundown. This version of Mod Squad.
Gregory, it's Adam.
Adam Horovitz, the famous actor.
Ione
Sky, the famous actress. I only have famous people on my show. Can you pan over there? I used to play basketball in that park with Hawthorne Wingo in like 1973.
What is over there?
Yeah. Nah, it's only bums now. So, we are, you know, Nikki. So anyway, you guys are visiting from Los Angeles. What's happening with you guys?
In life, visiting here in New York.
Yeah, I know. What's happening?
It's an action adventure.
Dude, you're supposed to be naked. Shut up. What's going on in this first week of November of 90 in this beautiful day? What's going on?
Wow. Buddy. It's a beautiful day, man.
Stop dissing me. I'm the damn host.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day today. Yes. It's been a beautiful day.
They all are friends for a very long time. The three of these knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And you're our new friend.
I'm a new friend. A
beautiful addition to the posse.
I balance it out.
Just say it for us once. This is our posse.
Go like this and pick up the phone and go, huh?
No, this isn't right. Let me need the captain. This is not
all right, dude. So anyway, tell me, while you're in New York, what have you been doing here?
Walking, man. Walking. It's been beautiful.
Buying records.
Damn, they had James Brown Superbad for $60 at the store.
Those products, you know.
That's right. But it's been a great time. Oh. Those guys are standing right there. You're gonna get hit by the car.
What happened? Another bike mess?
Do you remember we were walking when you lived on Second Avenue and that guy fell down in the middle of the street?
Was that right by Matt Sharks having a birthday?
That was nice.
Yeah. Actually, no, you are too. That's right. Yeah. Ricky's got a birthday coming up soon. Yeah. One day before my kid Eric, right?
I'll be 29 on November 20th.
Yeah, it'll be
20th. They're getting old.
So don't fuck around.
Ricky's got a really weak layup, and he's definitely not strong going to the boards.
You've never beat me in one-on-one in basketball. When?
13th Street.
You already owe me a house.
Let's see if somebody's over.
You can't even afford 25 cents. Oh, shit, what the hell's going on here?
I'm getting a tan right now.
All right, that's great.
Oh, man, you're so broke, you can't pay attention.
Dude. You're so ethnic looking. You used to get marked absent in night school.
No, man. I'm gonna get Mike Tyson on you again.
What's up? What are you doing here?
I'm getting my hair cut.
What is this style called, sir?
That he has right now.
Right now he's got a scissor. Styling, yes.
Not scissors.
Not scissor, right, yeah.
It was a Caesar.
Right, now we're trying to get hold this here. Blend it in with this one on the front there.
Uh-huh. Interesting technique. So anyway, Ione, how are you doing?
Good, just got a good trim from Tony over there.
I see, it's beautiful.
A little trim.
Beautiful.
Did you get it?
Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Split ends off.
Beautiful. So tell me, how's it, you know, tell me, anything on your mind?
Anything on my mind?
What were you doing in New York this week?
I was working.
Care to mention what?
Yeah, I was doing a play, Adam's dad's play, called, it's called The Sugar Plum.
Oh, that's right, man. That's the life.
Yeah, it's a good life.
Yeah, right. Shut up. So, how's your love life?
Very nice, very comfortable, full of love.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
And you're on a special diet now?
Well, I just stopped eating dairy. I had already been a vegetarian since I was 15. And now I just stopped dairy because I read that book, Diet for a New America, and so after reading that, I couldn't bear the thought of being a part of the horror.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, no, you're inspiring. You are good. You're good with your food.
Okay, we're actors for animals, and on one of the coldest and snowiest days of the year, we're going to take off our clothes, go behind a banner, and just tell the public that we'd rather go naked than wear fur.
Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
All right, ladies, what's up? Come here. I want to ask you. What are you getting into? What are you getting into here? What are you talking to? I want to ask you some cultural questions.
What am I getting into? What do you mean?
Were you girls shopping or what?
Oh, yeah, I bought a jacket.
Cool. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Really? What part?
Carroll Gardens. Near Park Slope.
I've heard it by the F train.
Right.
And what school do you go to?
High school.
High school? I thought you were in college.
Sorry.
All right, so you're on the show Rapping with the Rickster.
I'm sure.
What? Yo, I keep getting dissed.
Yeah, like you're being dissed. Nice.
Just kidding.
Read.
Thank you. I know, nobody else has these. So what grade are you in?
Senior.
Really? What are you doing next year?
I'm hanging out for a year and then I'm going to college.
Really?
Yeah.
What school?
I want to go to Purchase.
SUNY?
Yeah, they're
cheap. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, well, what are your names?
I'm Sarah.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool? You have nice eyebrows.
I told her that.
Which is the one on top, brows or eyelashes?
It's brow.
Okay. You're going to go far with those lashes and those brows. All right, girls, have you ever heard of me?
No, sorry. Yeah, actually. You have.
Dissing. They're on the Disney. All right, ladies, thanks for chatting. Look for us on Tuesdays at noon on 17 and Thursdays at 2 p.m. on 16. That's on Manhattan Cable. I don't know how you have it in Brooklyn.
I don't know, man. People are fucking weird these days.
Well, that's kind of wild, yo. That's kind of bug.
All right, let me ask you this. Can I ask with the graffiti tip? Can you reveal what you used to write?
I used to write Crane, RTW, the Fresh Kids, you know, wow, RTWC, RTNS, you know, rolling back the days, the original, Rolling Thunder Writers, you know?
Yeah, you guys were like the shit. You guys and the Rebels at one time with the...
Ruling, it was Kings. Kings and Lions.
I used to go to Hunter College and I used to take the 6th train to school. Every morning, Crane, CR, all over the 6th train.
All over the trains, you know, trying to blow up, you know.
The damage, boy.
Damage. Uncle Bobo don't come and get me now. It goes too late. It's over with.
Dude.
You know, never been caught. I see like the graffiti scene is starting to come back a little bit now.
Yeah?
I just did this TV Guide commercial, too. I want y'all to know. It should be coming out soon.
Yeah?
So, you know, just finished it. And I'm rapping. I did all the music.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
Bad time. Yo, I want you, out of most everybody, to like get paid in 91.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's money out there to be made. Entrepreneurs.
How's your love life?
My love life, you know, look at me. I look good. You know, it's great.
Yeah?
You know, it's lovely.
You want to say hi to your lady?
Yeah, how you doing? You know who you are. How you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I want to say hi, you know.
All right,
to the special one, she know how she look with the pretty, nice eyes, pretty skin, nice like my height, but good.
She's fine. I used to see her on the 14th Street Questel bus.
Yeah, she look good.
Right, she told you, right?
Right? She told me.
You give her much respect. All right.
Right.
Hello, Mrs. Crane.
Yes.
How's your mom?
She's nice. She's chilling. You know,
it was really nice to be on the phone. I'm going to call you help.
You know, it's an upbringing.
No, you guys are cool. Okay. Yo, yo, what's up, yo, I got some shit for you this week, boy, yo, I got these guys, they are called Cypress Hill, this is the Cypress Hill, the shit that is gonna hit the storm this Christmas, this is, yo, this is Be Real, you know, the Buddha one,
and I'm Sand Dog right here, Papa the Tribe.
Ah, cool, cool. You guys, man, just come out of nowhere with some shit, man. You know, like, if I was on American Bandstand and they played it, I would say, it has a funky beat and I could bug out to it. That's what I would say, but,
uh-oh. Could you do that shit? Could you do that?
Fuck it. I don't care, fuck it. Oh, tell me, man. What is, you know, tell me what's up with your music? What's up? What are you guys about? You know?
Well, basically, our music is bold-blooded funk. What we do is we get a bit of the old-school style flavor. You know? Basically, we get the music from the old school, put it in a new school form with our ideas and concepts, like what we see on the street and all our experiences that we've had on the hill.
Where's the hill?
That's in California, in Southgate Street in Southgate, California, where we all stay and get blunted. When we mix the old school flavors with the new school flavors in our hip hop format that we, you know, we put breakdown to a science, we also get blooded. And then, you know, then out comes the blooded funk.
Any comment on that? Hey, you guys want to rock some shades?
A little too futuristic for me, man.
It's
not my color.
Well, You have voices that really complement each other, you know? Kind of like, I'm not saying you're them, but, you know, the same kind of chemistry that Flavor and Chuck D have. You have,
well,
and that Run and DMC had, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been told that a couple of times, but,
yeah,
you know, we like to go against the grain and disagree that our style is like anybody else's.
Okay.
You know, like, Be Real, he kicks the nasal style. And on the tape, you also hear this voice that's my regular voice. And I also got like a much deeper voice that we call it the beta voice.
Yeah.
It's simply like, oh, I could just kill him, man. That's when he turns to Psycho Beta Sen, y'all.
Oh my God.
When he turns to Psycho Beta, forget about it, because then he's the beta master.
Well, I could tell you one of those dudes in junior high school that could do a million sit-ups.
People need to, you know more than it's just good to get you high. It's not just the fact of the high that we're trying to stress. It's, you know, a lot of other things that it's good for. I mean, you didn't catch all that on this first album, but on the next one, you'll catch all of that.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man, side one of the album just fucks me up.
Well, you know, everybody's gone through the school of hard knocks, man. And when you go through that school, you're bound to catch up with the police, or the police are bound to catch up with you.
So Mike D is our guest filmmaker today on the back of the bike, so we'll see what's up.
My hands aren't very steady, though. You know, I had years of abuse, so shit isn't too straight.
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah, man, it is a sad day in life with the announcement of Magic Johnson contracting the flu, the virus for AIDS, and he retired today. Fellas, what do you think about that? I'm going to pass the mic over to my man Futura.
This might sound strange, but I actually feel that it might be, it's obviously not a good thing for Magic, but I think it's a good thing for society, for somebody that's much in the public eye to be very, you know, positive about the way he makes it known and comes right out and says it. And, you know, he said he's going to work with the NBA and get on that, like, you know, HIV awareness. I think it's great. I think it's very sad, obviously, but it's great. Safe sex, right?
Well said.
Couldn't keep up anymore, I guess. I might just try to take the next couple of days and not talk, because my throat is not happy after this week. 4 hours. Well, that was more like six, you know, like 5 or 6 hours earlier this week. Recording with a few breaks to set up stuff between games for that fighting game thing kind of took it out of me. You know, doing the show today, and yeah, my voice, my throat is not happy. Not like an I'm getting sick way, but I guess it's, I don't know, everyone keeps saying that their allergies are getting super bad, and I'm not like normally the big allergy guy, but over the last few years I've noticed it a little more, so maybe it's just so bad right now that that combined with all this talking this week, like maybe that all just kind of caught up with me. I don't know. It's a motherfucker. It's unpleasant. I'm gonna go home and drink some tea. I drank some tea during the show today, and that actually felt pretty good. But then, you know, when the show was over and the tea was gone, I immediately started feeling bad again. Whenever I take allergy medication, I just get tired. I just get real drowsy. It's no good.
Was a customer. Moms used to watch him buy his weed and she would cuss at him. Only for the weed he felt free from that subtle buzz. Back then it was prime time and now I'm on my prime time. But hustler turned him out. He all the world, so I'ma show him first. Say we distinguished beings, baby, me and you the first. I might take off on you, Deion, and go away.
Man, he came up to me with some bullshit. But let me tell you something. My man, Molly Mall.
Daytona 500 this weekend. It's Sunday and all the cup.
From 88 on Dave Kendall's Party 360, it's Living Color.
Why is there so much traffic here? This is so fucking uncool.
The grandma boys swear they are diva. The grandma boys have it all under control. Always dancing, always laughing. The grandma boys are playing the role. The grandma boys never have the money. The grandma boys wear the most expensive clothes. The grandma boys are always tomorrow, the grandma boys, she needs a night to play. Oh, just like things that can't afford credit. Time catches up and you have to bring. The glamour boys are always on the guest list. You're always found in the hottest box of town. Don't be afraid if you have been fortune. And if you don't, then won't be credit's no good.
This is not a
show.
Yeah.
That's it for me. Try to not talk much this weekend, I guess, if I can help it. I don't know. Go read about Synologies. I'll see you later.